Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
You're welcome back. The Association of Catholic Priests has said that while nuns operated industrial schools, orphanages and mother and baby homes in Ireland, they also educated people in their schools and cared for people in hospitals at a time when the state was either unwilling or unable to provide such services. In a statement, the ACP also says that while they're not suggesting any cover-up of abuse, they're looking for a balance and fairness and perspective in the presentation of stories and are now speaking out in protest at the way nuns are being portrayed in Ireland. Father Tony Flannery from the Association of Catholic Priests joins me now to discuss this further. Father Flannery, you're very welcome to the programme. So, in a nutshell, you're protesting about the portrayal of nuns in Ireland. Is that right?
I'd say that's correct enough, Cormac. We're what we're calling for, as you said in the introduction, we're not denying that certain institutions owned by religious sisters down through the ages were well short of what you would have wanted them to be. We'd be referring, obviously, to mother and baby homes and orphanages and things like that. But we want that balanced by an acknowledgement of the incredible contribution religious nuns have made, both in the health area and in education and in many other areas for generations past in Ireland. And the enormous debt that so many people in Ireland owe to the nuns for the way they were educated, for the way they were cared for in hospitals. Just that simply, we feel.
And where do you see the lack of balance, Tony?
We see it generally in the way that nuns are talked about nowadays, and I suppose in particular in various films, documentaries, things like that, and in the sort of visual images of nuns that are being presented.
Like what, though? Do you have examples?
Yes, say for instance, in the recent film, the small things like this. The nun there is, now I read the story and I have a great time for Claire Keegan and her books because I think she writes with great sensitivity. And the movie that was made on Colleen Kuhn was an absolutely beautiful bit of work. I thought, though, that in this instance, the film made based on this more recent book of Claire's fell back into the portrayal of the nun as cruel, heartless, almost inhuman.
But that's not to speak of all the nuns. But, I mean, some nuns, you will have to admit, were heartless and cruel.
Oh, yeah, we have no problem in admitting that. And we said that in our statement.
Should anyone be allowed to portray those nuns who were heartless and cruel in that way? I mean, you said they fell well short sometimes.
But really, short
is that they... There was unspeakable cruelty, Tony, wasn't there? Perpetrated by the nuns on young, innocent people in Ireland.
That would appear to have been the case, certainly, yes. And we're not denying that at all, and we're not denying the right to highlight that. I think it needs to be highlighted. Mm-hmm. And people that were abused and ill-treated need to have their voice. And whatever can be done to rectify the past. Yes, absolutely agree with all of that. But again, what I'm saying, Cormac, is that that needs to be presented in the perspective of the time and in the context of the enormous amount of good work that religious sisters have done in Ireland.
I think nobody ever wants to tarnish any one group with the one brush.
I'm not sure of that, Cormac. Maybe they don't deliberately want to do that, Cormac. But the more these things are being presented in one particular way, the more nuns feel that they are being tarnished.
Well, can I put this point to you then? that a lot of these stories of unspeakable cruelty and dehumanizing treatment of young women in particular, perpetrated by nuns, only came to light in recent years. So we're reading these news reports in recent years, and then the art comes later, the depiction comes later. And I just wonder, and after that then, we know that religious orders and nuns were evasive with the truth about all of this, and they refused to pay compensation as well. So it's difficult, isn't it? I mean, it's difficult.
You see, there again, Cormac, now you are stating all the negativities, and there is a fair degree of truth in everything you say, but...
Sorry, a fair degree or the truth? A fair degree, or what did I say that was incorrect?
A good few, say, of the films that were produced, like the more recent one, are based on a fictional story. So that we can't say for certain that these things... But I'm not arguing that with you, Cormac.
Hang on, before
saying,
we go on, because
I'm saying, Cormac, I'm saying that we need to have context. And I know that most nuns who are still alive in Ireland today, and there are still a great many of them, but they're very, very old. And they feel, I've spoken to a lot of them, they feel very hurt, and they feel that they have been tarnished with the same brush, and that they don't have a voice.
Yes, and I really feel sorry for those nuns. The nuns
that's the point for me.
Yeah, I understand that, and I'm actually accepting your point. Those nuns who did nothing but good in their lives, I feel sorry for them that they feel that way. But I don't think, Tony, it's right to say that there's an incorrect portrayal of the nuns.
I didn't say there was an incorrect portrayal, Cormac. Mm. Don't put words into my mouth.
Okay, I'm happy.
All I'm saying is that we need balance. I just keep going back to that. I don't want to deny anything that happened. A cousin of my own died at 8 months in the June baby and mother and baby home.
Yeah.
I know the experience at first hand of these situations.
Yeah.
But I also know what it's like to be an elderly nun in Ireland today.
Yeah.
I'm delighted that victims of abuse in all sorts of areas have got their voice and are now being heard. I think that's a wonderful development in Ireland.
And can
there
I say...
There is one group that hasn't a voice, and that is the elderly nuns in Ireland.
And can I say, on foot of that... To those nuns who did good work and never mistreated anyone, I salute them, I must say. I'd be the first to do so. But to your own experience of hardship in your own family that you referred to, the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes published its report, as you know, in 2021. And it investigated decades of harm caused to tens of thousands of women and children at 14 mother and baby homes and 4 county homes across Ireland, up to 1998. And there were let me read the line for you because I think it's worth reading. Some 9,000 children died in mother and baby homes, they say. Around 15% of all those who entered the institutions, 15%. And in the years 1945 to 46, the death rate among infants in mother and baby homes was almost twice that of the national average for quote-unquote illegitimate children, Tony. And the Commission said
that... I'm not arguing
but what I'm saying
to
you,
Richard Cormac, I fully accept that and I know that very well myself.
And when you're calling for balance, you're right. But in my mind... In my mind is the unspeakable cruelty perpetrated by some nuns and some orders... on extremely vulnerable people in Ireland. And I question if there is adequate recompense or if there ever will be.
That could well be the case, yes. But even in that, Cormac, and I know all of that personally myself, and I absolutely agree with all you're saying about it. But I would say that... there are more to blame for those cruelties than the nuns or the institutions. Society was to blame. Their families were to blame. Their parents were to blame. So again, maybe a bit more context in all of that would be useful.
Yeah. And the report does say that as well. To be fair, the report does say that society and the church and the state and the fathers, they say, of those children
absolutely
were to blame as well.
Can I read some
of the text before we finish to 51551? Thank you for asking those questions of people like myself who was a victim of terror, for the people like myself, I assume, who was a victim of terror and physically abused by two different nuns during my national school days. Whilst nuns did a lot of good in health and education, says another listener, from my experience in the 1960s and 70s, some had no understanding of families or young people, and they did a lot of harm too. And one more from Damien, who says, let me read this one, to be fair. This one says, from a Galway listener, I agree completely with Father Tony Flannery. It's outrageous the one-dimensional way nuns are spoken about now. If any other group was spoken about the way nuns are now spoken of, there would be an outrage. Like all walks of life, health workers, teachers, journalists and civil servants, there were a mixed bag. And that's from a Galway listener. 51551. Father Tony Flannery from the Association of Catholic Priests, thank you very much indeed for joining us.